Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mark Rial. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is hit by the pitch. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Little moves to third. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lacy trying to get to third. Baines throws the ball into Hewlett, who tags Lacy for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Little bunts towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Baines fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Baines. Young goes all the way around to score. Rayford moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Rayford scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0 for 1 in the game. Rial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Real reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Gamble scores. Real moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Boedeker covering. Safe. Real scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. Hewlett scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Little moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rayford bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. 1 out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Mark Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Real strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Nichols moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Scott McGregor now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Mark Rial now playing left field. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. Louis Salazar pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Louis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rial hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lacey strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiggins. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hewlett moves to third. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Little bunts towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett scores. Guillen moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Sakata moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. John Shelby pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from M. Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.